yes, so our reading is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and you can find this on page 1188. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that's what we're reading. It's good. All right, let's read. Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that we may live together. He died for us, so that wherever we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this moment when we can sit around your word and hear from you. Father, we ask that the things that we are going to be hearing this evening will teach you to look forward to this day when we'll be with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please sit down. Okay. I don't know if you have ever been waiting on some gas company to come at your house and fix your boiler. See, because the issue with those companies, you know, they never give you a fixed time. Like you ask for, you call them, you say, my boiler is broken. And then they say, oh, we're going to come to your house that day between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. And like, that's 10 hours. It's ridiculous. Like just give me a time. But no, that's what they do. They give you a 10-hour slot. And there's some guy is just going to appear and fix your boiler. And of course, you see, when you are waiting for the gas man, it doesn't mean that you have to stay in your house all day, you know, next to the boiler and stuff. But it actually means that you might have to do things differently for those 10 hours. So like if you, for example, if you work that day and your workplace is far, you might have to stay home and you have to work at home. Or if you usually go shopping to like one of those shops that is really cheap, but that's like 2 hours away from where you live, you might have to shop locally that day. You see, you have to do something different. You don't want to do anything that's going to put the gas man's visit out of your mind, or that's going to make you miss that visit. So until the gas man shows up, you have to live in awareness that the gas man is coming. See, on Sunday evenings, we have been looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians. Is this the thing? Not really yet. Oh, here we go. Oh, well, that's... Okay, yes, we have been looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we have been looking at those words for the waiting, for those who are waiting for Jesus. And in today's passage, we see that we are just... like Christians, us, the people who are waiting, we are just like the people who are waiting for the gasman. You see, we are waiting for a day. We know that the day is coming, but we don't know exactly when that day is coming. Look at verse 1. Now, brothers, about the times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. So that's what we're waiting for, the day of the Lord, the day that Jesus will return and judge the earth. It's the day of judgment. But when is it coming? Well, it's going to come like a thief in the night, which actually means we don't know when it's coming. So we know it's coming, but we don't know when. So it can be tomorrow, it can be in 10 minutes, it can be next month, it can be in 100 years, but that day will come, but we don't know when. But if we know that this day can come at any time, what should we do? What is the thing that we should do? Well, we should live in awareness of Judgment Day. We should live in awareness of that day. Look at verse 6. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. So we need to be alert and self-controlled. See, being alert means being awake, you know, keeping your eyes open, being watchful. So just like when the gasman, when you are waiting for the gasman to come, so during this 10-hour slot, so you might check your phone all the time, you might open your door, and you might look at the windows more than usual. But you see, that's what it looks like to be alert. You are waiting for something. Or being self-controlled, that's stopping yourself from doing something that you feel like doing, that you want to do, but you know you shouldn't do. Just like being on diet, you know, you will not eat ice creams, cakes, or burgers and stuff. Or even to go back to the gasman example, so even if your favorite shop is in Peckham, you might not go in Peckham that day. You might still stay around the corner. So that's what it looks like to be self-controlled. And see, and for Christians, as we wait for Jesus, we need to live in awareness of Judgment Day. We need to be self-controlled. We need to be alert. But how does it look? Well, it actually implies four things. And the first one is this: being reminded that Judgment Day is coming. Being reminded that that day is coming. Look at verse 1 again. Now, brothers, about the time and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. So this is Paul writing to the Thessalonians. And Paul says to them that they are aware of it. They are aware that Judgment Day will come like a thief in the night. So they know this stuff already. They know that this day can come at any time. And so Paul said, I don't need to write to you. But what does he do? He writes to them. So he reminds them that they need to be aware of Judgment Day. But look at what he says in verse 4. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. So Paul say that the Thessalonians, they will not be surprised by that day, like oh, a thief just broke to my house. No, it's just to them, it's not really going to be so much like a thief coming at night, but it's going to be more like the gasman. So they are aware of it, but they just don't know when it's going to happen. And Paul reminds them, that this is coming. So like they need to be aware of this. But you see, just like think again about the gas guy coming again. You see, this is something, especially in winter, if it's coming to us, you don't really want to forget that day. This is something that you want to remember. You want to remember this, but you are likely to forget that thing because it's not every day that somebody comes to your house and fix the boiler. So maybe you're going to put it in your diary. Maybe you're going to put it on your phone as a reminder. But that's the type of thing you do. But for Judgment Day, it's the same. It's something that we don't want to forget, but it's something that we are likely to forget. So we should remind ourselves of Judgment Day because we will forget. And why is that? Well, look at verse 3. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a woman, and they will not escape. See, we are living in a world where everyone is saying peace and safety. Everyone around us ignores the reality, ignores that there will be a day where we will be judged for everything we do. And if we Christians forget about Judgment Day, who else is going to remember that? See, people think that they are safe as long as they have money, as long as they own things, as long as they have their families and friends around them. They think they're okay as long as they do good things, as long as they don't harm anyone. People think they're okay as long as they are happy, as long as they do what they feel, as long as they achieve their goals and dreams. But what about the day when Jesus will return, will come and judge everyone who has ever lived? And on that day, the people who haven't made peace with Jesus, they will be destroyed. They will not be able to escape. And this is why we have to be reminded of Judgment Day. But why is Paul saying this to this group of people? Well, if you were to look at chapter 2 and verse 14, see, Paul talks about how the Thessalonians were strongly persecuted by their own people. You see, they may have felt rejected, powerless, like a bunch of losers. You know, like anybody can hurt you, but you can't hurt them back. You know, like while the people who are ignoring God, persecuting them, they are living in peace and safety, becoming more and more powerful. See, those guys seem to do well. But Paul reminds them that those guys who seem to do well, that those guys who are persecuting them, they are actually in darkness. That these people live in ignorance of the real reality. See, maybe you're here this evening and you probably thought to yourself at some point today or maybe sometime in the past, what is the point of going to church? What do I gain by being a Christian? See, nobody gets that stuff. See, it's much easier to be someone who does something like, you know, fighting for animal rights or being someone who makes big difference in the world. You see, when you do that stuff, you could be more understood. You see, you can fit better in society. You see, what we do here doesn't seem like anything to much people. It seems useless to much people. See, like imagine if, you know, when you are to go to work tomorrow and see your colleague ask you, oh, what were you doing yesterday? So instead of saying, I was at church, you actually say something like, I was saving lives. I was feeding the poor. I was fighting injustice. Like, how much better would this be? Like, this would be good, right? But the problem is, we are aware of the reality. We are aware of Judgment Day. We know that there is nothing more important than eternity. And as we are reminded of this day, we understand the importance, the urgency, and we have this great confidence to live in the awareness of Judgment Day. So the first thing we do is being reminded that this day is coming. And the second thing that it looks like to live in awareness of Judgment Day, it's turning off the relaxed mode. So turn off the relaxed mode. See, I'm not the biggest fan of football, but I believe that this year has been very, very important year for football. And you guys might wonder why. Well, mainly because France won the World Cup. Very important, I said. But like, I don't know if you guys watched the final against Croatia when France won 4-2. 4-2, yes. And the second Croatian goal should have never happened. Like, never. Like, see, the France was winning 4-1. That was a perfect score in, like, three points gap. You see, the victory was secure. It was really good. But that guy, Hugo Lloris, this is the French goalkeeper, he felt so relaxed about winning 4-1 that, you see, he get excited. He start to challenge the Croatian player. And this is how the second goal happened. The moral of the story is this. As long as the game is not over, as long as the whistle has not been blown. Turn off the relaxed mode. And it's the same for Christians. Yes, by professing faith in Jesus, we have already won over the world. We have a secure inheritance in heaven. But the whistle hasn't blown yet, or the trumpet hasn't sounded in our case. But as long as Jesus haven't returned yet, the battle is still on. And we can still get hurt pretty bad. Like, you know, we can be saved and fall into temptations, like in a way that is really difficult to get back up. And see, this is why, this is the thing that people call, spiritual decline or backsliding or moving away from the Christian life. And that's a very, very bad place to be. So we need to turn off the relaxed mode. Look at verse 6. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. Let us not be like those who are asleep, like those who are on relaxed mode. But who are these people who are asleep? Well, they are the people who are in darkness. The people who say peace and safety. The people who are unaware of Judgment Day. They are asleep because they ignore the reality. Look at verse 7. Those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk at night. And of course, the point of this is not don't sleep or don't get drunk. But the big thing here is that those are the things that people do at night, that people do in the darkness, the relaxed mode. Because what do you do when you sleep? You see, you are saying, okay, I'll deal with this tomorrow. So you might have like very important things to deal with, but you just say, okay, I'll deal with this tomorrow. Or even those who get drunk, what do they do when they get drunk? See, they're actually saying there is no tomorrow. See, we are not talking about people just having like a little glass of wine or some stuff like this. We are talking about people who say, tonight I'm going to party hard, I'm going to get smashed, I'm going to drink until I pass out. But like, see, and this is acting like there is no tomorrow. This is the relaxed mode, ignoring the reality. And it's the same thing. So those who ignore Judgment Day, that's what they say. You know, like, I'll deal with this tomorrow. Or, it's not going to happen. I don't want to hear that thing. And maybe this evening, this could be you. See, maybe you've been coming to church for a while, and you have heard people tell you, give your life to Jesus before it's too late. And you have been pushing it back to the next Sunday. Just say, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Or maybe you've been dragged along by someone, by a friend or a family, and you probably think, no, I don't want to hear that stuff. What's wrong with this guy here talking about death and judgment? And you see, but you can't pretend that there is no tomorrow. You see, I wish I could stand here all night and make a bunch of jokes. But you see, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You see, over the last 2 weeks, I've seen two people receiving the news that someone dear to them died quite young and in a way that was unexpected. I don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. And this could be your last chance. You see, today, this could be your last chance to give your life to Jesus before it's too late. Don't be fooled by what you see around you. Don't ignore the reality. Judgment Day is coming. And we don't know when it's coming. And for those who believe in Jesus, for those who have already made that commitment, this is a big challenge as well. You know, like, how much time are we going to spend trying to fit in into society? Into the society that ignores the reality that we are aware of. See, the world ignores Judgment Day, but we don't. We know that it's coming. And so we can't give our hearts to all those temporary things, whether it's money, whether it's freedom, whether it's the desire to like change everything around you. See, those things are not going to last. So we should live in awareness of Judgment Day. We should not be people who will say that we're going to deal with it tomorrow, or we shouldn't act like there will not be any tomorrow. turn off the relaxed mode. And that's what it means to live in awareness of Judgment Day. That's the second thing. But let's look at the third thing. The third thing is switch. Oh, I forgot. That's really great. Switch on the defense mode. It should say switch on the defense mode. You see, we need to do the thing that the French goalkeeper Hugo Lloris failed to do at the World Cup final. We need to defend what we have. And how do we do this? How do we defend what we have? Well, have a look at verse 8. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. So have you seen this? Faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. This is the defense mode. You know, breastplates, helmets, those are equipment that people wear for battle. See, nobody would wear like a breastplate or a helmet if they don't expect anyone to attack them. See, a breastplate protects your heart and the helmet protects your head. Switch on the defense mode. But see, but how do we do this? How do we do this? How do we protect ourselves? Well, it's with faith, love, and hope. Faith and love as a breastplate, and hope and the hope of salvation as a helmet. And, see, and I know this is not something that we like, because those are the things that, those things, they don't depend on us. See, we can't do anything with those faith, love, and hope. You see, we would have wished that to protect ourselves, we should have got like, you know, a list of practical things to do, like, you know, something like, or give a certain amount of money on that day, or maybe, you know, like fast for a year, or maybe memorizing 10 books of the Bible. But this is the type of thing that we would have wanted. But what will protect us is faith, love, and hope. Those are the things that will protect us, and they don't depend on us. So it's not about how well we are organized, how smart we are, how talented we are, but it's all about what God chooses to give to us. See, faith, by faith we are recognizing that only God can deliver us from every situation, whether it's a big, big, big situation, or whether it's a smaller situation. Love is recognizing that we are the servants of everyone, of anyone that God chooses to put around us. And what is the hope of salvation? Like, it's something that we have, but we don't see it. And we need faith to see this. You see, those things, they don't depend on us. But they are the three things that protect us from being ignorant about Judgment Day. And this is why we need to pray, to read the Bible, and to do stuff like going to church. See, those things are not just a bunch of rituals that people do to earn God's love. But we do those things because they remind us that we already have God's love. That we will live with Him forever. So that we will not be people who forget about Judgment Day. You know, sometime, you know, 10 minutes after church or after reading the Bible or even just after I finish praying, see, it won't take very long for different things to occupy my mind, whether it's worries about the future or like worries about society or even like regrets or kind of things. And this is how quick it takes to forget the reality about Judgment Day. So we need to switch on the defense mode, faith, love, and hope. And this is the third thing they look like, to live in the awareness of Judgment Day. But what is the fourth thing? Let's look at it. So looking at this day through the cross of Jesus. Looking at this day through the cross of Jesus. See, a few months ago, my sight was getting really bad. You know, I couldn't read or look at a screen for too long. Like, it was really painful. And then I got given those things, those glasses here. You see, those glasses, they have something that stopped the light from hurting my eyes. So when I read or when I look at a screen, see, it's more enjoyable than it was at the time. With Judgment Day, it's the same. See, when we look at Judgment Day, what do we see? A tragedy. Like, it's something that's really scary. But see, but when we look at it through the cross of Jesus, it becomes a day to look forward to. Look at verse 9. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him together, or we may live together with him. So Paul says that on that tragic day, when people will be suffering the wrath of God, those who have been appointed by God, those who have put their faith in Jesus, they will receive salvation through Jesus. And this is the reason why Jesus died on the cross. So when we look at this day through the cross of Jesus, it's not only a day to fear, but it becomes a day to look forward to, because it's the day of salvation for all of those who trust in Jesus. Like, are you someone who is looking forward to this day? If not, just look at it through the cross of Jesus. Because this is why Jesus died for. You see, on the day that Jesus died, he suffered the wrath that we deserve to suffer on the day of judgment. And he has done this so that we will receive the salvation, so that we will live with him together. And see, and there is also a confidence that whether we are awake or asleep, that just means whether we are alive or dead. And I know that earlier it meant something else, but here it actually means whether we are alive on this day, or even if we have died before this day, we will live with Jesus if we have put our trust in him. So as we live in the awareness of the day of judgment, let's look at it through the cross of Jesus, because it will be a day of salvation for those who have trusted Jesus. How should we respond to this? Well, Paul told the Thessalonians how to. Verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. And that's what we are going to do in a moment. See, we are going to sing a song where we are asking God to give us a heart that is ready for that day, that looks forward to this day. But as we are going to leave this place later on, let's not ignore the reality. Let's live in awareness of Judgment Day. See, it's going to come in a way that is unexpected. It can happen tomorrow, as far as we know. So we need to be reminded that Judgment Day is coming at any time. We need to turn off the relaxed mode. See, don't say we'll leave things for tomorrow. Don't say that there is no tomorrow. We need to switch on the defense mode. Faith, love, and hope. And we need to look at this day. We need to look forward to this day through the cross of Jesus. Because for those who have trusted Jesus, this day will be a day of salvation. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Son who has suffered the wrath that we deserve to suffer so that we can receive salvation. Father, we confess that as we live in this world, we often forget the day that Jesus will return. Father, please change our hearts, so that we will live in the awareness of that day. Father, please help us to be those who will always remember that the day of the Lord is coming. Please help us to be those who turn off the relaxed mode and switch on the defense mode. Help us to be those who look at this day through the cross of Jesus. In whose name we pray. Amen.